We've been following the destruction in California caused by 16 major wildfires. There are also large fires in Colorado, but weekend rains there have helped firefighters trying to contain them. Like much of the West, Colorado's wildfire season is getting longer and more destructive. And when the fires are in remote places that fire trucks can't reach, an elite crew of smoke jumpers are called to parachute in. Colorado Public Radio's Michael Elizabeth Sackis went to learn more about the dirty and dangerous job.
So, you know, I got here yesterday, so I'm just kind of getting my feels around here. So,
at the Grand Junction Air Center, Chelsea Koff gives me a tour of her new base camp.
We can jump at higher wind speeds with these parachutes.
Koff is a smoke jumper in her third fire season. She wears a flat-brim hat. Her long, blonde hair hangs to the side in a loose fishtail braid. She's specially trained to parachute into remote areas with 80 pounds of gear to fight wildfires in their early stages. In her personal bag is a small tent, a toothbrush, food, and water. She has to be self-sufficient for 72 hours once she hits the ground.
We try to be really low maintenance, try to get the job done, try to put out these tiny fires without having to call in a lot of support. The rest of the region's working on usually big incidents, and they don't want to have to deal with these smaller things. That's kind of our responsibility.
Without those extra resources, the smoke jumpers fight the flames by creating a fire line by hand. They cut down trees, clear flammable material, and dig a border down to the dirt to keep the fire from being able to spread. Koff says even once the flames are out, the team usually stays overnight to keep an eye on the situation.
We'll actually get down on hands and knees and kind of climb through the dirt just to feel around and make sure that fire is not getting down into the root system, because that can happen often and then it'll rekindle, especially with the winds that we're getting down here that can push fires and just reignite.
And if the smoke jumpers need to stay longer, supplies are dropped in to keep them supported for a week or more. On the tarmac sits the plane. It's stocked with food and tools that are thrown out the door along with the team of jumpers. Rudy Schlazing is the pilot of the de Havilland Twin Otter.
It's really the perfect airplane for a smoke jumper operation because it can carry a lot of weight at very slow speed.
Schlazing says the slow speed lets jumpers land more accurately, and the plane can take off and land in the backcountry with little runway. He says he's been flying this plane for a long time, that he can do it with his eyes closed. But this is his first fire season, and he says it's been challenging.
Now I got 9 fires behind me, so I'm pretty confident on what I'm doing.
Koff and her team were brought in from Montana to Colorado as extra support for the region's busy fire season. This fire management unit also covers parts of Wyoming and Utah. And if a fire is too hard to control from the ground, smoke jumpers can call in reinforcements, more firefighters, or planes to drop retardant. Jake Lloyd is the assistant air tanker base manager.
Normally we kind of nickel and dime retardant and retardant drop, you know, maybe one week and two weeks later, but we started Saturday, Memorial Day weekend, and pretty much haven't stopped since, so it's kind of impressive right now.
On the wall behind Lloyd is a whiteboard with a list of all the fires the aviation crew has worked on this year, and the list is full.
Alex here is currently typing that list up so we can make a printout and erase that and start over. 2012 was our last busiest season until this year.
And it doesn't look like things will get easier. Adam Gaydon is the air tanker base manager and has been for the last 18 years. He says they have far fewer resources than they've had in the past. As planes have aged, they've been dropped from the fleet.
You know, when I started here, we had 44 heavy air tankers in the fleet, and now we're up to 18 to 20 when we bring on the call when needed. It's definitely a smaller heavy air tanker fleet and a lot more folks fighting for the resources.
Fighting for those resources, because those heavy air tankers are used across the U.S. Gaydon says some states, like California, need a lot of help.
The heavy air tankers are working year-round now. Their season starts in January and ends in December. It's hard on those guys. They do a lot of flying.
And for Chelsea Koff, that means a lot of jumping.
I think getting into wildfire was a guarantee that I would spend the majority of my time outside. And also just being able to have a big challenge.
A challenge that seems to be only getting bigger. For Here and Now, I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis in Denver.